Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program of Reviews Talk 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. We have two guests this morning. We have Elaine Housel and Barbara Hilligas, who are with the Bedford County Senior Center. And we're going to learn a little bit about what goes on here. I know you've been by it a million times. It's in the old Fort Bedford Inn, and it's a beautiful building. Probably the nicest looking senior center I've ever seen. And these two ladies are going to tell us all about it. So good morning, both of you. Good to hear you. Let's hear Barb. Say hello to you.
Good morning.
And Elaine.
Good morning.
Okay, nice to see you, Elaine. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it. So, first of all, Barb, let me ask you, what is the purpose of the center? I mean, why are you folks here in the first place?
Our main objective is to provide not only food, activities, but a place where our aging community can come out and be active, fellowship with like people, and get to know each other. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity.
Tell me about the facility. I noticed they have a big room. I guess it used to be the banquet room of the hotel at one time.
It used to be the ballroom. Okay. And in that ballroom, each and every day we hold lunch and several activities. There are singing groups that come in, dance teams that come in. There's a lot of activity that goes on every day of the week. It's from 8 to 2:30. The doors are open.
Is this institution supported by some sort of government entity or so forth? How do you get your funds to operate this?
A lot of it is fundraising,
which
Elaine takes care for us. And so most of it is that. It's donations. Right. It's by membership. Our membership is $1 a month. It's $12 a year.
I don't know if I can afford that. That's pretty high.
Well, some people don't have a dollar, but yeah, it's $1 a month. And that generates that you get a newsletter every month. And that newsletter brings to you a menu for each meal that is served here every day. And it also gives you an activity sheet. So there's a lot going on here.
Let me turn to Elaine a second about membership. So how old do you have to be? Do you have to be really old, Elaine, or somewhat older?
You can join at any age.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yes. We have associate members. You don't even have to be in...
You're making fingers at it. What are you trying to tell her? Speak up. Go ahead. What did you want to tell Elaine?
Well, we have four associate members, and I'm proud of that.
Okay,
people
right.
under 59.
Okay, well, anyway, go back, Elaine. We got that straightened out. Go ahead.
Well, most of our members are 60 and up, but we do have, as Barb said, four associate members. But we encourage everyone to join the center because each year we all get a little older, and you become a senior before you know it.
I read some statistics before coming up here. Bedford County actually has slightly more seniors than most places. And I attribute that to the fact that they don't leave. A lot of people, when they retire, leave. They go to Florida, they go to Arizona, they go somewhere. But this county is so attractive that people often prefer to stay in their home or their farm, wherever they're living, or move into Bedford Borough. In fact, there is a very interesting book that was written by the WPA in the 1930s, you know, the Works Progress Administration. They put all the artists to work so they could have a job and all the writers to work. And they wrote about Bedford in 1938 that Bedford was full of retired people, specifically retired farmers, meaning the Bedford Borough. So I don't think a lot has changed. So when people come here, are they really already familiar with their surroundings? Because maybe they've got neighbors and friends and classmates and so forth that live here all their lives and they just come and see them again.
We've all often wondered about that. We have a lot of people from outside of the area that have moved here. They've come here to Bedford to visit during Fall Foliage Festival or another event that's going on because our community is very active. And we've had people from Washington, Baltimore, Pittsburgh area say, I like this town. There's a lot to do. It's clean. It's safe. And they've retired here, and we've had a lot of members join the center that actually are from all over.
I had this experience when we arrived. We didn't actually arrive. We were actually up looking at the Horseshoe Curve. My wife Jackie and I went and saw the Horseshoe Curve. Never saw it before. And we're coming back down 99. We said, why don't we go and see Bedford? Never been there. So we rolled in there, and we came up Pitt Street past the theater and everything, and I said, this is where Jimmy Stewart lives. You can't believe how nice this is. Now, that was my first reaction, because a lot of towns in Pennsylvania, especially in the Northeast, are pretty shoddy looking. They're terrible. You know, the mill closed, the mine closed, the factory closed. But here, with the springs and everything, it was really very attractive. I can understand why people would want to move here like that.
And you should see it at Christmas. We look like a Hallmark movie. We actually checked in not too long ago. Over 20% of people who live in Bedford and Bedford Borough are senior citizens. And that doesn't mean everybody's on a wheelchair or a walker. I mean, they're active senior citizens that still want to have a place to go to socialize. They come in here for craft class. They still want to be active, and I really like talking to a lot of these people, finding out what they used to do when they were working and where they went on vacation and where their families live. They're very interesting people, and they still have a lot to say.
Sounds like they do. We are listening to Elaine Housel and Barb Hillegass today of the Bedford County Senior Center. This is Bedford County Speaks, and this is your host, Lloyd Roach, and we're enjoying very much hearing about this center. Barb, let me turn to you a minute. When someone joins, do they get a membership card, or do they get an invitation to come in on a regular basis? How does it work?
You don't get a membership card, but you get a card because we have an electronic system that tracks when you come in. And the purpose of that is to see what we should be doing or what we should not be doing, meaning that, you know, a lot of people like bingo and somebody else might not, but it tells us how many people come for each event. So you're given a little plastic card with your code on it, and that's how we identify which way to go forward.
So I can walk in, I have my name. Is that what you're saying? I have my name on my... They put a name on
it? It's kind of like a little card like you almost get at the grocery store.
Oh, really? Okay.
For a discount,
you know,
identify. And then there's a computer set up, and you scan that, and away we go.
Elaine, have you found it interesting that sometimes people will come into the senior center maybe for the first or second time and realize that the person sitting across from them is an old friend they hadn't seen in a long time?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. We have groups of ladies that come in and play Mahjong, and they're neighbors, and some of them work together. They've come from all walks of life, teachers, nurses, retail people.
We run a feature on the radio station called the Community Calendar, and one of the things they talk about the Community Calendar almost every week is the groups that get together from the former Howard Johnson's employees, which I think is kind of interesting because the Hojos are on the turnpikes, and of course, we learned that many, many people from Bedford, especially the women, work at the Howard Johnson's for decades. And then when they closed, then they formed a club to have Howard Johnson and former employees. So I wonder if you ever see that crowd in here.
Well, and we see veterans. There's a group of veterans that meet in here once a month, and they have a veterans cafe. They come in and have coffee and donuts, and they socialize.
Coffee and donuts? Oh, well, that's
free.
That's, well, there's something. Make a note of that. Coffee and what day do they do that?
It's on the calendar.
I'll look on the calendar, I promise. In fact, I've got the calendar right in front of me here. I should do that. Here, let me a second. Just here a second. We'll do this. Give this to you, and you can look at that. And then when we come back to that, we'll find out what everything is.
We also have a group that meets. They have Bible study. We have a book club that meets.
So is there any activities that occur outside the senior center? Do you ever go anywhere?
Yes. Through CART, people can sign up. Take them shopping to Johnstown once a month or an Altoona trip. There's been many events that our manager, which is Angie, she'll schedule a picnic out at eGolf Park. So there's a lot of stuff planned here.
We just did a program with the CART bus. I went up to Saxon and talked to all the CART people, and I didn't realize they participated in the shopping trips. How far away do they go?
The furthest we've gone is Johnstown and Altoona.
Johnstown.
We just did that yesterday.
Wow. So yep. The cart bus hauls a bunch of you folks over to the Johnstown Shopping Center, I guess, or whatever that.
Wherever the ladies want to go, mm-hmm. They designate.
They do.
They want to go to Walmart today, or they want to go to Boscov's.
Gotcha.
And they definitely want to stop and eat lunch.
Okay. Our guests today are Elaine Housel and Barb Hillegass of the Bedford County Senior Center. We are here in the former Fort Bedford Inn, and that has a history unto itself. In fact, we're going to do a show about this building because it is incredible. It's operated by the Area on Aging, and it's a fabulous facility. I just can't imagine what it must have been like back in the 50s when this was operational. Really must have been something. About the schedules, tell me about some of the things that we're going to do, they are doing, I should say, in the next couple. And do the schedules are pretty much the same every month, or do you change it up, or how's that work?
Certain things are always held the same time each month. For example, the Veteran Cafe, that mm-hmm. does meet the first Tuesday of the month, like 10 to 11. There is Mahjong going on with dominoes, and that is a couple times a week. That's Mondays and Thursdays. There's cards going on, and that's on Wednesday afternoon. There's an activity every single day here that we just encourage people to come out, try it.
So if you're a member, there's no admission or anything. You don't have to pay for it.
Correct. And you can participate whether you are a member or not a member.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, you don't have to pay that $12 a month, mm-hmm. but we do encourage you just to come out. That's our main thing.
$12 a year.
I said months. Sorry.
Elaine set you straight on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, inflation's bad, but I don't think it's getting that bad.
Hey, we need fundraisers. That would be a good fundraiser.
But you'll accept $12 a month. It's okay.
I will accept that gladly.
An $11 donation every month.
And I will add, our local businesses have been very generous to us. We have reached out to them because it takes a lot to keep this going. Despite what people think, you know, we have fuel to take care of, we have electric to take care of, water. Yeah. So all those things factor in to the fundraising, but the local businesses have supported us with donations, and we really appreciate that.
We'll talk a little bit about access just for a second. When I come in here, I notice that it's at grade level, so there's no steps to climb up or anything. I can just come right in, right? That's pretty easy to get in here.
That is correct. Yeah, but if someone has a wheelchair or a walker, I believe there's three steps from the landing here down into the main dining room. We have, I'm going to call it a lift.
Right.
So they can go across the flat in the hallway, and then we have an electronic lift that will take them down so
you get here
participate.
Even if you're in a wheelchair or have a
walker
or something. Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
When we return, we are going to learn some exciting things you may not have expected here at the Senior Center as we continue on Bedford County Speaks with Elaine Housel and Barb Hillegass. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Connie Broad of the Huntington Bedford Fulton Area Agency on Aging, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks on News Talk, FM 98.7 and 1310 AM, WBFD.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition to excellent locations for business and industry, BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to Bedford County Speaks. My name is Lloyd Roach, and with us today is Elaine Housel and Barb Hillegass of the Bedford County Senior Center. It is the Bedford County Senior Center as opposed to the Bedford Senior Center. Which is it?
We just say Bedford Senior Center.
Well, it's actually Bedford Area Senior Center.
All right. Well, anyway. Well, we'll just go with whatever you want here. Bedford area, Bedford County. It's the senior center. Okay. Because the other...
Well, there are other senior centers
in
Bedford
County. Yeah, but there's nothing like this place. This is the hot place, right? Okay.
Oh, this is the hot place.
I want to make sure I made that clear, right? And we've been learning about all what's going on here. One of the things that is interesting to me is that you can come here. You mentioned the donuts with the veterans. How does that go? What do? They just sit around and drink coffee and swap sea stories? Or what do they do?
Exactly. It is a time of fellowship. And they can't wait to get here. I mean, they really look forward to that every time.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
And are there other groups like that that come and do this? I mean, you have other little... groups like the veterans.
There isn't anything else with just coffee and donuts, but people do stay even after lunch. They stay and, you know, chit chat and talk to each other. And so whatever they're in here for, they usually gather together.
I know recently you had a fellow named Bernie Smith here from the probation office, and they came in and did a thing on self-defense, which I thought was fascinating. I attended that when they came. I think it was a couple of months ago you did that. And it was so interesting because Mr. Smith, who is a police officer of many, many years' experience, said, you don't have to carry a gun or anything. You just have to pay attention to what you're doing. Since most people get hurt or get injured or get in trouble because they're not paying attention to what's going on around them. And that was the main theme of his talk. And I thought that was very good that you did that. That was really an excellent program that they had. Speaking of other programs you have, and I mentioned before the break here, you do something here called Senior Fitness. Tell me about that. Does that help people get more, I don't know, muscle? You have barbells? What do you do?
Each person has their own exercise basket. They come in, and usually we have two rooms here. These rooms are full. It is chair. They're sitting down. They do stand up for some of their exercises, but a lot of that is to... for mobility.
Right.
It is to stimulate strength, mobility, and agility because we are all aging.
Yeah. So, and so how often do you do that? You do that every month?
Every month, yes.
Well, that's a good thing. So that's something you can look forward to coming through every month, this fitness thing. Another thing you have is bingo. Bingo is huge in Bedford County. I'm always amazed that the churches have bingo. You've got bingo. Everybody's got bingo. The fire halls have bingo. So tell me about your bingo.
Our bingo is twice a week. It's every Monday and every Friday. And that room is usually packed.
So you have all the apparatus and so forth? And
yes.
Tell me how it goes. How's it work?
Well, we have two volunteers that come and call the bingo, but the seats are always full. And they're anxious to yell that bingo out to get their reward.
So you're developing a senior citizen group of gamblers? Is that what this is?
Oh, I hope not. No.
Elaine, what's your favorite activity here?
Well, I actually enjoy, I do some of the fundraising, and I enjoy planning special events, and that covers everything from a bake sale to a craft show. Mm-hmm. Coming up, we are having an event and partnering with the South Central Blind Association. Mm-hmm. Our local blind association is coming in here, and we have some guest speakers. And you can find out what their services are, Dr. Ehrlichman and Dr. Right. Whitney Torito. And the South Central Blind Association will be explaining what they can do to help people who have vision loss. And last year we did a health event and partnered with the local Heart Association. And Cassandra Fisher was our guest speaker. So we like to plan things that are a fundraiser, but also informational, where you can learn something about health awareness.
These talks can be very interesting and informative, especially someone who's kind of out of the loop. You know, once you retire, you don't have the associations with your company anymore or your organization, wherever you work for, a school. And so when you get out of that, you kind of miss a lot of that stuff. So having this stuff plugged back in for everybody, it seems to me like a good idea. Is there one that you've done that's your favorite, Barb?
Well, probably my favorite was the heart event.
Yeah.
And that's due to the fact that I had a triple bypass.
Well, then it gets personal, right? Then no wonder you're interested. You bet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there again, all those that participated we learned a lot about them. And that's what I think the main goal here at the Senior Center is, that you really get to know your fellow man and woman. We get to know them on a personal level. So all of those are just dear to my heart. But coming in and talking to those that participate in our lunch program, can't speak enough about that. Mm-hmm. That's an opportunity to get a good hot lunch, but to just sit down. And that's what they're longing. That's what we're all longing, is for someone to talk to you, someone to be interested and show that you care. And that's my main goal, is to provide that to them.
Let's get some details on that lunch. Let's say I want to come over here and bring my wife over for lunch. What do? You have to make a reservation? How does it work?
Well, you need to sign up the day before.
Okay.
On Fridays, we prepare our own meal. Monday through Thursdays, we have a service that delivers the food, so it's a scheduled meal.
So do you have a chef?
We have a kitchen manager. Her name's Sandy.
Okay.
And she does a great job. We have volunteers that help serve and help clean up every day.
Gotcha. That lunch, after you make the design ahead of time, you said a day before. So I come in, and you give me your name, or I'm just trying to understand how it works. I just walk in and have lunch, or is it, how's it work?
They just find a seat at the table, and then the manager does roll call by the sheet that is there.
Ah, I see.
She will call out your name, and then they do a time of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
They do a Pledge of Allegiance.
Great.
And there will be one gentleman who will say, "Let's eat."
I see. That's the opening shot.
That's the key to bring the food out.
That's a bang.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, I wondered about that, because I've seen the folks in here come for lunch and I didn't know how it worked out. So what do? A filet mignon, a chicken under glass, or is it sandwiches, or how's it work?
We could, if we raised it to $12 a month.
How about you, Elaine?
It's different every day. Some days it's hoagies. Some days it's pot roast with mashed potatoes. That's a favorite.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And it is by donation. It's on the honor system. We have a box that you drop your money in if you can afford to pay. Most people put in $4 or $5.
Right.
And
to help with the expense of it, right?
If you don't have money that week,
you can't go to McDonald's for that. I'll tell you that. I mean, that's a great deal.
It's a nutritious, healthy lunch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you always have a little dessert.
You folks do something here that's very interesting. You have what they call the Senior Spotlight. So who wants to tell me about that?
That's usually chosen by our manager, Angie. Mm-hmm. And she'll choose a member each month. And we'll do a little feature story on them and kind of tell us their background. And they usually tell us why they come into the Senior Center.
Right. So the Senior Spotlight lets people know that everybody else, they have these people that are coming to the place on a regular basis. Because I note that in the newsletter you send around, you also list everyone's birthday that month. So it lets everybody know you have a birthday the same month. I get an interesting reaction to that, because if my birthday, say, is in a certain month, I don't know, March or whatever, I want to go meet other people whose birthday is in March. Maybe I'll find someone really, really close to my age. You know, is that how that works?
And a celebration is held here during lunch. They have cake.
Oh, there is. Oh, wow.
Yes, yes, and they honor each person for that month.
Every month we have a birthday.
Yep.
Oh.
Birthday cake.
Yep.
So if I want a birthday cake, which I haven't seen in ages,
I
should come here for lunch. Okay,
yes.
good deal. All right. Our guests today are Elaine Hosel and Barb Hillegast. We're at the Bedford Area Senior Center in downtown Bedford. This whole enterprise is really useful and helpful to these people. Is there anything else like it in the county, or are you the only one? Are you the only senior center here?
I believe we are. And unfortunately, until we started going up to the farmers market, we were shocked to find out that people felt that you had to live in the Fort Bedford Inn, come to the senior center.
Well, I can understand that, sure.
So that has been an educational thing for us to say, no, we're housed in the Fort Bedford Inn, but anyone can come.
Okay, Elaine. tell us how to join, because if that's the case, we don't live to live in the Fort Bedford Inn. How do we join this outfit?
All you have to do is come to the Senior Center and ask Angie or any one of us for an application, and we'll be glad to give it to you. There's also applications on the table right inside the door. You can pick it up on your own. Or we can, if you come in and we can sit down and tell you all the activities that go on in here and see what you're interested in. So it's very easy. We can give you an application at any time. We could even mail it to you. Just call and give us your address.
Well, there you go. And then you can walk in here and get one too, right?
Yes.
So you're open every day?
Every day, 8 to 2:30.
Well, Monday through Friday.
Okay, every weekday.
Every weekday.
So you're not open the weekends.
No. Not unless there's a special activity.
So when do you have the rock concert?
Well, there is one. There's a 60s concert coming up.
Really?
We do have music occasionally on Saturdays, and that is organized usually by our manager, Angie. And then we have, like I said, craft shows and other activities sometimes on Saturdays.
Is there a website or anything for this place?
Facebook.
Facebook, and we are listed on the Area Agency on Aging website.
You know why Facebook was invented? It was invented so grandparents could talk to their grandchildren. I'm convinced of that. I don't care what they say about Facebook.
I think now it's Instagram.
Yeah, and it is interesting how that seniors have adopted that one social media because you say Instagram. Well, Instagram has the pictures. That's why they like that. But yeah, it's very interesting how the social media has been used that way.
You had asked if there were other senior centers. There is a senior center in Everett, and there's one in Huntington, I believe Saxton.
Yep.
I believe, as far as my knowledge, that we have the most members here in Bedford.
Well, I would guess you would, because in the biggest borough, the county seat. It's just that stuff kind of gravitates toward a place like this, yeah. Our guests are Elaine Housel and Barb Hillegass of the Bedford Area Senior Center, and we have really been learning a lot. When I was doing the announcements for this community calendar on a feature we were writing on the radio station the last few months, I would do one for chestnuts. I always wondered what a chestnut was. It isn't a nut that you eat, so who's going to tell me what a chestnut is?
It's a group of gentlemen. I believe it started out with three of them, and they come in and play chess, and they are so eager to have new people that have experience come and join them.
Right.
So they play every week on Wednesday. But then they also, once a month, they have chess here on Saturday. So they have invited throughout the county, meaning Johnstown, Cumberland, they have invited. Now, they've gotten several that come, but they're hoping to increase those numbers. They are willing to teach and just play. These gentlemen really enjoy chess.
They are chess nuts.
They are nuts for chess. That's right.
Well, that's fantastic. So I just think all these programs that you've assembled for this have really put together just a terrific little plan for the senior citizens. Have we missed anything? Have we missed anything today you want to cover today?
We're really open to anything anybody's interested in. They just have to let us know. That's really how some of our events come about and some of our programs. So anything that anybody wants to add, we're here to hear it. And if we can implement it, we will.
Well, ladies, thank you very much. We enjoyed talking to you very, very much. It's been a real treat to come here and learn about all this stuff. We want to thank our guests, Elaine Housel and Barb Hillegass, who are with the... You were on the board here, are you not?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Yes.
So the board members of the Bedford Area Senior Center have been terrific guests, and thank you very, very much. The morning's program was brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 a.m. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit bedfordcountyspeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.